USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Drug maker Moderna has started the process to gain full approval from the Food and Drug Administration for its two-dose COVID-19 vaccine. The company announced Tuesday that it has begun submitting data from several studies on the shot. Moderna's vaccine has been administered in the U.S. under an emergency use authorization from the FDA, with more than 124 million doses having been given out so far. The company said that it also plans on asking for an emergency use authorization for its vaccine for use in children ages 12 to 15. Pfizer received an authorization for the same age group last month. And President Biden has suspended oil and gas leases in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, making permanent the temporary moratorium he issued on his first day in office. The order reverses a Trump-era policy allowing oil and gas exploration in the nature reserve. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy called the cancellation of leases wrong and an attack on his state's economy. In a tweet, Dunleavy promised to use every means necessary to oppose the order. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
British intelligence officials are the latest to reopen the possibility that the coronavirus leaked from a lab in Wuhan, China. Tim Berg has more.
Calls continue for a more thorough investigation from the World Health Organization regarding the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. The British intelligence service is reevaluating their views on the lab leak theory, with some British spies telling the New York Times that it is feasible. Kentucky Republican Congressman James Comer is a House Oversight Committee ranking member.
At the very least, we're going to find out that China was not transparent. We're going to find out that China covered up what they knew. China's going to have a lot of explaining to do. And I think that the American people not only are going to demand that the Democrats hold hearings on this, they're going to demand that the Democrats join the Republicans in holding China accountable.
USA Radio News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new strain of avian flu has been discovered in China. Lance Pry reports.
The first case of human infection from a particular bird flu strain has been detected in the eastern Chinese province of Jiangsu, China's National Health Commission said on Tuesday. Dr. Marty McCary from Johns Hopkins University tells Fox News this is nothing like COVID-19.
There's been over 180 isolates of different avian flus of a similar strain, and we just simply haven't seen much community transmission. Right now, there's no evidence of community transmission human to human, and I suspect the Chinese are being super transparent given the origins of coronavirus and their lack of transparency there.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The virus was detected in a man in his 40s, which was reportedly transmitted from poultry. And drug maker Moderna has started the process to gain full approval from the Food and Drug Administration for its two-dose COVID-19 vaccine. The company announced Tuesday that it has begun submitting data from several studies on its shot. Moderna's vaccine has been administered in the U.S. under an emergency use authorization from the FDA, with more than 124 million doses having been given out so far. The company said that it also plans on asking for an emergency use authorization for its vaccine for use in children ages 12 to 15. Pfizer received authorization for the same age group last month. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.